Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lyle and Sandy. I'm a little bit revved up, a little bit charged up, because today, well, it's not payday, but it's pay discovery day, I guess, the 10th of every month. I don't know for how many years now, but this is the day we as wellness consultants get to find out what we earned from our previous month's activity, and if we don't like the amount, as Dave Johnson taught me years ago, change it. If you want a pay raise, go give yourself a raise. And Lyle, Sandy, how do you do that?
Well, you know, you talk to more people, you get out there and visit with and make connections, and you know, get to know the people. Ask questions about, you know, what do they do for fun? Do they have a family? Where do they like to travel? And really get to know them on a one-to-one basis before you even bring up anything about what you do, because the ultimate thing is they're going to eventually ask you what you do.
Well, you know, Lyle, and it's kind of a rough way to introduce you guys. By the way, Lyle and Sandy Meeker from Temple, Texas, which you guys are wonderful about sharing that every Saturday that you're on this line. And I really need to be scolded because I don't, having lived in Texas for 2 years of my life and been there just a few months ago, I don't even know where Temple is.
Well, if you really look at a map, we say we're the heart of Texas. We're dead center in Texas.
And not in the dead part, but just the dead center. And I think, doesn't the rail run? Maybe I rode right on through Temple, and I don't even remember.
Yeah, the Amtrak comes right through Temple and stops. Okay. Because we picked up your parents many a times there.
And I was kind of riding incognito because we make plans and they got delayed a little bit. So I think I was 2.5 hours later getting to my destination. But enough of that. I want to go back to what you just shared. And I know Sandy's there and she's being ever so quiet and nice. Take us back to the beginning of how you got introduced to Meekin or why. And I love the way that Marty Jeffries has taught me in the ICANN Attitude course that it's not what or how, it's why. When somebody asks us, well, what do you do for a living? Or what line of work are you in? And although for most of us, Meekin is our secondary career, it's not a full-time thing that we report to for 8 hours a day. It's really what comes through loud and clear is the why. So, why? For the
why? Meekers. Okay, this is Sandy, and I was introduced to Meekin probably about 12 years ago. A friend of mine, I had referred her for a timeshare, and she said, well, you're going to do that to me. I'm going to talk to you about Meekin. And that's kind of how we got started. So we met at her house, and she gave us a rollout. We talked about Meekin, and we were just totally blown away by what the products would do. The rollout just felt so awesome. And we came home, and we pretty much ordered everything. This was like in October. Everything that we ordered that year, we were able to take off as a tax credit because we were going to use them, you know, as we do in Meekin. And we got a nice sum back from our income tax that year. And it just kind of progressed from there. I am also a nurse. And after I got involved with Meekin, it just made so much more sense to me to use more natural things and to take care of yourself than the big pharmacy stuff that isn't always the best.
And, Sandy, what was it specifically? You said you used the things, you bought a bunch of stuff. What was there something you were specifically dealing with?
Well, I have had, like, cedar allergies for years and lived on Allegra, which was an antihistamine, And after we started cleaning the air in our house and started using some of the Jade Greenzymes and Immunity, I have not had to take anything for my allergies. And to me, that was pretty significant.
That's kind of fun when you're dealing with something and all of a sudden that you go, wait a second, this kind of makes sense. That we learned, or at least I learned from Roger Drummer years ago, that this is a temple, it's not a tent. Maybe we should treat it as such. Tents are, you know, kind of a portable thing that you use on a temporary basis. But a temple is, when you think of that word, it's going to be kind of long time. And our physical
Correct.
Bodies will respond. What, and for you, Lyle, physical, or, you know, or were you one of those typical husbands with your arms folded across your chest going, okay, what is this all about again? Why are we doing this?
Well, I actually had a product experience. After the roll-up, you know, I definitely felt good. But I had an issue from being in the military for 20 years and not taking care of your body. Because you were told, get it there now, and nobody told you how to properly lift and all that stuff. So I had some severe back problems, and I worked at the local hospital in maintenance. And so every now and then, going up and down ladders and twisting into positions in ceilings to where the body's normally not supposed to go, I would get a sciatic pain down the back of my leg, and I'd have to get to the ground, otherwise I'd be coming off that ladder. And so I went through the normal regiment that the white coats tell us to do. You know, took all those pills and went to the pain clinic and got injections and all kinds of other stuff, and never really had a permanent relief. I may have a temporary relief for a week or so, but it would go away. So our friend that introduced us, we got at that time what we called the mud flap, the old back flex, and started using it and going to a chiropractor to keep my back aligned. And for now, we're looking at 10 years with no back pain. So, you know, that was kind of an eye-opening for me.
And now, Lyle, I like... I almost thought you were going to go negative there on me when you said the white coats. That in which we, Stacey and I, have been fortunate for years because we have our doctor that was assigned to us is not a typical doctor. He just way out of the box. I mean, way. If there's a natural or organic solution that's out there, I mean, he goes and consults his books. After the, you know, we asked the question of, okay, or he asked the question, you know, what are you dealing with, why you're here, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so it's really fun, rather than going, you know, right for the drugs or surgery, and he'll refer us to other people. But I like the way you describe how most of us usually fall into that category of doing that. With Niken, it's always the products, the solutions that seem to, 91% of the time, is that's what draws people in. Very few people are looking for a business opportunity. What was the transition for you two? Well, I mean, because that you said, Sandy, 12 years ago. You don't just become a product user of something and then be as vocal as the two of you are in sharing with your context. What you know, light bulb clicked on for you to say, hey, wait, maybe we should do this. And, or was it the tax, you know, benefit right from that first year?
Well, it was that plus, you know, it's just after sharing my, you know, experiences a little bit, I found other people were kind of interested in it also.
And, you know, as I continued to feel better and then drinking the water and eventually and did not have the desire to drink those bubbly drinks, the sodas and stuff out there, I ended up losing about 20 pounds in a month because I was drinking better. I was taking nutritionals that we have. And, you know, that's pretty exciting when you lose 20 pounds without really working at it just because you changed your lifestyle.
And my guess is that you probably haven't gone out hunting to find that again, have you?
No, I have not. I look at it and I cringe every time I see people carry cases and cases out in their grocery cart to their car.
Yeah, well, I cringe even more when I see those same cases that have the word diet in front of them. And I've become as bold as my younger brother. He actually, years ago, at a church gathering, walked up to a friend of his and said, "Oh, hey, can I borrow that for a sec?" And took the can of Diet Coke and walked over to the kitchen sink and poured it down the drain. And his friend looked at him and said, what'd you do that for? And he said, you'll thank me later. And, you know, Herb Rapp has done that in grocery stores, has been as bold as take them out of the cart and put them back on the shelf to complete strangers.
Wow.
And, you know, I think for me, what I've learned is that, and this came from my daughter a few years ago doing her own research, and she simply actually confronted her teacher at the time and said, "You know, Mr. Lutz, every one of those cans that you drink, if you just you're drinking more than one Diet Coke a day, according to what I'm seeing online," and this is a class assignment they were doing, "that's the fastest way to gain 15 pounds a year." And even sharing that story with other people that know this individual, they say, "Oh yeah, but he's really muscular." "Oh really? Huh. Oh, okay." I'm not calling him fat at all. I'm just saying, "Oh, okay." But I know how much better he'd be if he wasn't doing one of those a day, because it is the fastest way. One of the coolest things I've discovered about you guys, and even being a guest, not in our home, but you came through a few months ago and we got to visit, is your involvement with, even on an international basis, but you're quite the advocates for community groups, and I'm going to let you, Lyle, share specifically what I mean by that.
Well, I've been involved with the scouting program ever since my boys were involved in it. So I'm over 45 years of working with the scout organization and have been involved since 2001 as the district advancement person in our area, in our district, working with the young men as they work towards Eagle Scout. I'm also heavily involved, well, I should really put this word out. My wife says I'm a volunteer junkie, so that kind of sums it up. But I'm also involved with Lions Clubs International, which is a civic organization that, you know, we serve is our motto, and we go out there and help communities in various ways. We're knighted by Helen Keller as Knights for the Blind. In fact, we're the only service organization that's in China, and so we're around the globe, and so our philosophy is to take care of our communities and help our communities in whatever way we can. And recently, as of 2 years ago, I was elected into the governor's progression as a second vice district governor, and currently the first vice district governor, and will be governor starting July after we go to our international convention in Las Vegas in June. But we also help with the food pantries around here. I'm also for the last 3-4 years, in charge of the, they have food pantry events that our local TV station, the Boy Scouts, the National Guard, and several other organizations of food for families. And so I've been in charge of that, running that. We have 5 major food pantries that we divide all the food up. In this past year, we did 180,000 pounds of food that were divided up amongst the 5 pantries. And we recently, just with a couple other members, started our own an entity called Temple Operation Feeding Temple, which is our own 501c3 so that we can be more active during the whole year instead of just one time a year. And so we will be resources for our pantries in food drives, toiletry drives, whatever the case might be, to help our homeless population and less fortunate, along with vision screening and having a every third Saturday, two of our members got together. And of course, Sandy, being a nurse, helps out with the doctor, and we do a children's clinic for those that can't afford it, and do screening, both dental, podiatry.
We're losing you, Lyle, there. I don't know if the phone, you might have moved around or we lost.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
You know, Lyle, what's so ironic is, as you're sharing that, I'm thinking, no wonder why I like you so much. Sandy, you called him a volunteer junkie. I like the concept of just pushing the healthy society pillar a little bit out of kilter, in that we find ourselves continually wanting to serve and to give. And the problem is that, and I'm scolding myself here, is that we can push that so far that sometimes we, I like the way that I learned this from Dennis Williams, that nobody ever became poor by giving, which is true. However, if we don't have it to give, either our time or our resources or our finances, it makes it kind of out of balance. But I'm going to guess, for both of you guys, that in being involved, you get to be around people and you get to meet people.
Exactly. And, you know, and it has opened some doors for several people that we've talked to. But what's interesting is, you know, I get the question of, where do you find time to do this, or how come you do this? And I says, well, when you work from home and you're your own boss, you don't have to ask for vacation. You don't have to ask to go out and help. You just plan it on your calendar and go do it.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a parallel that I think we need to understand. I don't know what the current percentages are of people that own their own businesses or are self-employed or self-contractors, but when you get around people like that, you find out really, really quickly that I truly believe this, it's a deep-rooted conviction, that all of us are created to be in business for ourselves. And if you're an employee and you truly enjoy what you're doing, I still look at that as, well, you're in business for yourself. Because even though, yes, you're an employee, you know, W-2 income, you're punching a time clock, you're doing it because you enjoy doing it. And that's the difference. And if you truly don't enjoy it, there's something that needs to be changed. What do you find, and I'm trying to be respectful of your time and everybody else's, but there's a lot of things that I think being involved outside of your own little circle. I'm not as involved in our food pantry, our local food recovery program, as I used to be, yet they treat me as a volunteer because I'm constantly a resource. Like today, I'm going to a coffee shop to pick up some stuff and then get it to them, and constantly involved, but more so as a volunteer firefighter. However, I burned out a few years ago and spending too much time, and I learned, okay, I'm not going to do that again. Again, looking at the five pillars, there's a balance in all five areas. And if we break them down and think, okay, wait a second. Most Americans, though, what I've discovered is we spend way, way, way too much time a week in that healthy financial category. How do you find balance in all of that? And I like the way you answered it to the question of how do you find time or how can you do that. But how do you find time to balance it all? And how is there a secret equation? And I want Sandy to chime in here as well.
Well, you know, when you keep a calendar and you keep track of what you do, you definitely can get burned out, like you said, doing too much of one thing. But you know, when you're out there doing something that you love to do, you do it to 110%. And if you don't like what you do, you don't give it your all. And so it's just kind of, you kind of find a happy medium and work it into your schedule. And without even any effort, you just kind of, I guess it just comes natural to balance your time and put your different dates down of the highlight idea, things that you need to do, because as you talk to more people, okay, you build your network, you help more people are happier, which makes you feel better. Then in turn, when that check comes on the 15th of every month, there takes care of your financial pillar, and as you keep building, it keeps growing. So in turn, it all balances out in all directions.
You know what I love, and Sandy, do you want to add to that?
Well, I think the big thing is when you're so busy with, we're both, you know, I'm semi-retired and he's retired, is keeping a calendar. We have got to keep a calendar to know where we're supposed to be and what we're doing so that we can balance things out and not get too involved with one thing and ignore something else.
And what's by the way, what's the population of Temple, Texas, and how far is it to, like, the nearest Walmart for you?
Oh, population of Temple is probably about 70,000. And the local Walmart is probably about 10 blocks from me.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, so 70,000, and I know that the world doesn't rise and fall on Walmarts. I just, that's kind of a,
yeah.
Because we didn't have one until, I want to say, 10, 12 years ago, and the closest one was 45 minutes away. But
we're also located probably about 30 miles from Fort Hood, which is the biggest Army base in. I do have someone in our downline that has worked extensively with some of the soldiers, and it's amazing, you know, some product results that they have had with PTSD and a variety of things.
Which made the news a few years ago with a unfortunate incident. Sandy, you had mentioned to me before we jumped on the line this morning that you know somebody that's part of the Olympics right now.
Oh, I do. My his name is John Wilhelm, and his grandfather is my cousin. And he is a chiropractor in Bozeman, Montana, and has been selected to be the medical person for the bobsled team over in Korea. And I'm real proud of him.
And what's ironic about that, I guess, is a little closer to home for us, just across the river, one, a lot of the families that we were in the volleyball scene with a few years ago when Kenna was playing both club and varsity, the high school that all these girls go to, one of those four in the four-man bobsled team, he's from that high school. And so we have this point of connection that I didn't even realize till a few minutes ago. You know, that's the fun part, because they used to say, well, it was 6 degrees of separation. Well, now it's 5 because of the internet. And you know, how fun is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, too, my cousin's brother-in-law is Gibb, who plays the sand volleyball for the Olympics.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so we all know people, and you know, I love the fact that we now have the peach-colored duct, the dynamic underlayer kinetic tape. We don't have to be as obnoxious as we were with the black, or I mean, which you can be. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way, but the teal blue is beautiful. However, it's a little loud for some of us. But the peach-colored duct is a really wonderful solution, and what a very, very fun and inexpensive way to open the door for people that you can tell are in chronic agony, and they've probably tried everything, and they're, you know, calling, as you said, Lyle, the white coats, and taking more drugs, and, you know, all that good stuff. That, what a great solution to use for this. One final question, and that is this. I love the advice you gave, especially Sandy, about the calendar and working as a plan, because anybody in business, if you don't have stuff written down and don't have kind of an idea where you're going, it becomes a real mess of a situation, because if you're working as partners, you better have it written down and know what the other member of the duo is doing. Are you guys doing on a regular basis, like every week or every other week or once a month, an event that you invite people to, or is it more one-on-ones? What is your strong suit that you see growth taking place?
Well, we do both. We do one-on-ones with people that have an interest, but then we also have on the fourth Tuesday of every month, we have out at what's called Dead Fish Grill. It's out on Lake Belton. We have a preview, and Rick Murphy comes down for that, and it's all our downline. And people, and they invite people, and, you know, sometimes we have as many as 30 people there. And then Rick Belton does a preview, and if he's not available, we do it.
Well, that'll work. So I guess if the master, someone like Rick, doesn't arrive, then you force yourself to rise up and be the leader. I guess the reason I asked that question is because for years, and I'm picking on myself, we didn't have one, and that's something that we've resurrected. And I think the beautiful thing, and I see an email that Dennis and Ruth Williams just sent down regarding events that are happening even next Saturday, that anybody, and I love the fact that you just said, well, if he's not available, then we do it. And we have to rise up. If we're going to do that. Go ahead, Lyle.
Exactly. You know, how can you become a leader if you don't take a step forward and be that person that's actually doing the presentation? And we don't personally have it, but our downline, as you've had on the phone before, Vicki Walters, she has every Thursday night preview at her house. So if we have people that we're talking to, we send them over there, and of course, as we all know, as Meekin consultants, nobody tries to take the people away. You let the people know that's having the event, that so-and-so is coming, and they take care of them as if they were their own, but then they also are there to help you in any way. And so, and we find that with the cross-line we work with and with our downline and upline.
You know, and that's the beauty of the Meekin family, is we have that support. And I think the key here is making the decision, hey, we're going to, just like, you know, talking about a good movie or a restaurant, you, no pun intended, you feed people into that, and you say, you know, this is, we got to do this. We got to share it and see what comes of it and plug people in and take them from event to event. I really appreciate you guys as examples, as Meekin Wellness Consultants, because that consistency now, that you just keep doing what you know you need to do because you're impacting people's lives. Is there one, I lied, I have one other question, and then we'll finish with this one. Is there, looking back over, as you said, 12 years ago, is there one experience, one person, or maybe your own experience, that you look back and you say, you know, that person, that life change, that made it all worthwhile?
Well, I can speak to that a little bit. The lady that we did talk about, Vicki, she has said to us many times in the past that she just never drank water. She drank sodas or teas or whatever. And always had health issues until Lyle talked to her at a scout meeting one night, and she got the waterfall and started drinking the water, and it has made a tremendous change in her life. And that kind of makes us feel good.
Right, but, because we've changed her health and made her realize, and now she's an advocate and tells those people that are drinking sodas how bad it was. And what made her wake up and realize by drinking the water that her health challenges turned around?
You know, it seems so trite that it can be that simple, you know, but our bodies were not designed, as my brother Nick says, to be dumping carbonic acid in them day after day after day and thinking that, oh, our bodies are going to function just fine. You know, that would be like dumping water into our automobiles and thinking, oh, it'll eventually figure out how to work.
So true.
Not so much at all. Well, again, Lyle, Sandy, thank you so very much. I almost said you guys, and I know that's not culturally sensitive and culturally relevant. Thank you all so much for being our guest on Saturday AM Live. Does that sound a little bit...
Good well, accent there,
yep,
man.
Well, we're fixing to.
I tell you what.
Well, don't forget, Vance, that, you know, there's so much help out there for people. Take advantage of Gary's video on the awakening and his little booklet. I've sent that video out to several people, and it has really woke them up and started asking questions. And then, of course, carry your trifolds around and have them with you, and some sample products in your repertoire as far as duct tape and magnets and insoles and stuff, because you never know who you're going to meet on the road.
You know, it is so true, Lyle. Yesterday, I actually took my work boot off because the gentleman that crossed my path, he's left-handed. And now, for the first time, he said, in 63 years, he's learning how to write with his right hand because he's missing the left middle finger on his hand. Long story very short, he got an infection on his middle finger, in his fingernail. He didn't deal with it, and gangrene set in. The doc said, we're going to have to amputate at the wrist, but fortunately they were able to basically just chop his hand down lengthwise and take out his middle finger bone, the whole thing. And so he looks like something out of an alien movie with that hand. And I'm going, that's really, really interesting. And I said, what? Well, how did this come about? And he said, well, I like my sweets, and I've been a diabetic since I was 2 years old. And I went, oh, and he said, I don't check my blood sugar like I should. And I'm going, holy smokes. So I just sat there and listened. And I said, have you ever thought about doing something proactive? And I did an energy test right there on the spot. I took my work boot off and showed him my insole. And I said, you know, he looked right at him and said, hey, Ken, this is like an $80-some solution. And I know this sounds a little bit extreme, but we have seen so many people's lives change that are in the same scenario you are. And that may be over-promising something and big claim, but what have you got to lose? Well, I guess they could keep chopping. I guess they could. And I said, here's my card. If you're open, give me a call. And I said, I'd even go as far as letting you borrow a pair for like a week or so. And we did the energy test, and it was amazingly significant, obviously. And I didn't use the insole. I used my necklace. And but I guess what I learned through that, yet again, reminded, is that not everybody's open, and that's okay. But if he calls me, great. If he doesn't, well, it's his body. It's not mine. And I feel for him. I really, really do. But as you guys have stated, that, you know, having the products with you, having the trifolds, having the brochures, and if you're not familiar, everybody that's listening, magneticleaders.com is a great resource. Just click on the tools. They're constantly adding to that. And then also Dr. Gary Lindner's the Self-Care Awakening videos that he has produced. Go on YouTube. And if you don't know how to navigate YouTube, ask a 12-year-old, okay? Or a 5-year-old. They know how to do it. But they're all there. And that's what we're doing here locally, because, yes, Vance could do the presentation, and my partner, Larry Hafner, could do the presentation that we're doing. But our problem is we talk too much. So we let Gary do it for us. And we gather in the living room, and we push play on the YouTube video. It's that simple. And we'd encourage you to do the same. So Lyle and Sandy Meeker have been our guests this morning. I hope this has been beneficial to everybody. I know I've learned a lot from it. It's just these great reminders of being involved, getting out there in the community, plug in, use the calendar. You guys did a bunch of other wonderful things, and I'll go back over my notes. But thank you. And most of all, not just for being with us, but thank you for being examples of a really neat and wonderful Meekin Wellness Consultant.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you for what you do.
Hey, no, my pleasure as well. All right, folks, that's it. If you want to stick around, I got a couple quick announcements, but that's it from our guest today. Thanks so much.